Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so the National PharmaCare Program front and center in Ottawa this week as Jagmeet Singh had what he said was a difficult conversation with the Prime Minister. There's also a new report out this week into the effectiveness of the National Daycare Program, which was launched by the federal government back in 2021, budget 2021. Now, that program, the stated, you know, what we're trying to do here was to create 250,000 $10 a day child care spaces in Canada by 2026 at a cost of up to $30 billion. So we're past the midway point, I guess. If you say 2021 to 2026, we're sort of halfway. How are we doing? Are we making progress on this one? Or as we talked about yesterday, is this another Liberal proclamation and announcement that when you come back and examine it a little further down the road doesn't live up to the hype? Let's find out. We're going to speak with Philip Cross now. Philip is a senior fellow at the Fraser Institute. Philip, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
So you did sort of a report card, a progress report, if you will, on the federal daycare program so far. What did you look at? First of all, let's say when we're talking about did it meet the goals, what were the goals? What was it meant to do?
It was meant to accelerate the move of resources into daycare. And that was related to the second purpose, is that with more daycare, the idea was that more women would be able to join the labor force. And basically what the study found was there's no sign of progress on either of those goals.
Okay, so let's break it down a little further, because like you say, I mean, in a way, it was meant to create jobs. The thought was this would increase employment across the childcare field in Canada. You're saying we haven't seen that? That hasn't happened yet?
No. Long-term employment in the childcare is nowhere higher today than you would have expected it to be if it had just continued on its long-run trend. Not completely surprising. I mean, you know, I think every employer out there will tell you it's really hard to find workers. Obviously, what they're going to have to do is raise wages. That's great. That'll increase the supply of workers, but it's going to increase the cost to taxpayers. So be careful what you wish for in that respect. In terms of labor force participation, though, what's really more disappointing, even as daycare continues to grow, even if it's just along its long-term trend. In fact, labor force participation of women has actually fallen slightly since the program was introduced. And where there have been some pockets of increased labor force participation of women, notably in Quebec and women or mothers with older children, those are people who weren't even covered by this program. So if you subtract out those, I think you can say that for most of the people who are eligible to this program, we've seen a drop in labor force participation, which is the exact opposite of what was intended and puts the lie to all these claims that you always hear from people that, oh, it'll pay for itself. Mm-hmm. It'll only pay for itself if it successfully gets more women into the labor force at a cost of daycare that is reasonable, and neither are going in those trends so far.
Now, of course, the pushback on this, Philip, and you've heard this too, is it fair to evaluate a program that hasn't even reached the end date yet? Like, they're supposed to be doing this by 2026. Is it fair to say, hey, the program is failing? Do we need to give it more time?
I don't think so. I mean, the 2023 budget itself bragged about how already 6 provinces and territories are delivering $10 or less daycare. And we're more than halfway. I mean, there's just 2 years left now to reach the 2026 target of everybody in Canada having access to a $10 a day. And, you know, with the, frankly, the incompetence of most government programs and the shortages of workers, it's hard to see them turning this boat around in less than 2 years.
Yeah, is there something that could be done, or are we sort of locked into the path? I mean, Philip, if there was a possibility, if there was a chance to try and turn this thing around, what would that look like?
I think we're going to end up having to do what Quebec did. I mean, the longer part of this paper is what went wrong. And what went wrong right from the beginning was they basically just copied the Quebec model. Well, anybody in Quebec, and I have family in Quebec, and they know how this system works. Anybody in Quebec will be aware that all kinds of things went wrong right from the start, that demand was way ahead of supply. Immediately, the unions organized and then went on strike for higher pay, something that I gather has already happened in Alberta this year. And ultimately, the demands on the government were, the government just couldn't provide the care, so they ended up letting private sector daycare help meet the demand. And I think that's what we're going to end up doing is governments will just not be able to meet the demand. We're going to allow private sector back in, but private sector is going to be for a profit and at a price, and it's going to be very difficult to keep the $10 a day lid on this.
So the likelihood that this actually ends up being what was promised, do you think that's not going to happen? This is going to have to change because, like you say, we're halfway there, so we got a pretty good idea of how it's rolling out and just not optimistic that it's going to get to what it's supposed to be.
I don't think there is a chance from the beginning that the promise of universal, high-quality, $10 a day care was ever going to be realized. One of the problems is with universality. I mean, one of the problems we've seen in Quebec is that upper and middle-class people disproportionately benefit from this. They know how to game the system. They know how to deal with the bureaucracy. So what you end up doing is you have a very expensive government program that is subsidizing people who are prosperous enough, they don't need government subsidies. And then people start questioning, well, why do we even have this program?
Right, exactly. Yeah, especially if it's not working. Philip, great stuff. Thank you so much for being here today. I appreciate your time.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.